the first day of summer. This is the Ducks Have a Good Day program. Summer news. The favorite summer food vote taking place right now at DougStephan.com. We can also listen once we go off the air. If you haven't heard all 4 hours of Good Day, guess what?
Go to the listen box.
Click on to something like hour number one if you didn't hear it, or hour number two if you didn't hear it. The whole rundown is there, exciting stuff that we talk about every day. It's amazing. I find myself sometimes even amazed by all of the exciting things that we talk about here on Good Day. Yesterday's poll, what was your favorite thing about summer in the past? Let's see here. 28% of you said the weather until you experienced it yesterday. 20% it stays light so much later. 19% of you said going to the pool or beach. 18% said the Beach Boys and other summer music. 15% said cooking on the grill. So that's how it shakes out.
Where I like watermelon.
Watermelon. I'm having watermelon today.
I love watermelon.
It's very good. It's very good for lots of things that ail you.
Lycopenes.
Yep. All right. So this is Beyond Good Day, where all of us have different approaches to different stories and are interested in what the others think. And, of course, that includes you. 800-510-8255. You can email any of us, Heather, Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or me at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. You can also listen and follow us on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/Good Day and on Twitter at Good Day Show. I was just looking at some of that stuff. I don't want to get off on a tangent because I'm on a mission at the moment. My own mission. There are two observations I have made this week about the news that there are a lot of public employees that are being laid off. You all know that over the Bush administration, those years, 400,000 new employees were added, mostly low-level bureaucrats, people who on the state level, federal level, sometimes even on the local level, were funded by various sort of maneuvers in money. You know, they take money from here and put it over there. We'll give more money to the states, and then you can keep the teachers. And well, that's all dried up now. And so when you look at the fact that companies are adding workers slowly, but they're adding workers, but the pink slips that are going out to mostly state workers, some local town, city, government workers. California, a pretty good example of this, Jennifer. This week, the governor says 15,000 state jobs will go. Now, if you can get rid of 15,000 people, that to me says you overhired in the first place.
You think?
Yeah, I do think. I remember somebody who worked for me here on the farm who was a pretty good mechanic. But we don't, you know, on the farm, you don't get paid a lot. So there was an opportunity at the town garage to go to work for $19 an hour. And according to the town, it was an emergency because somebody had retired and they didn't plan. So the guy retired and there's a vacancy. So immediately they had to run out, find this guy, and he was friends with somebody who was connected to somebody, and that's, you know, how you get a job working for the public sector oftentimes. So he got this job, $19 an hour, and he came up to the farm after his first week on the job, and he was so pleased to tell everybody that he'd spent 34 of his 40 hours sitting watching the television set in the office because there was nothing for him to do.
Nice.
But it was an emergency.
It was imperative to fill that.
Right, and $19 an hour. All right, so you got these sorts of things.
Oh,
sign me up for that gig.
To pile onto that, I have friends who work for government contractors, and they get their security clearance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a long time to verify and secure your security clearance. I have one friend who spent 6 months working on pictures on his personal laptop, building Lego bulldozers for his son, just doing whatever he could to keep himself from dying of boredom, because all he would do is show up to work and sit in an empty office outside of the secured area of the office for 8 hours a day.
To do what?
They were
what was
paying
he hired
him
to do?
To wait for his security clearance. which took
goodness.
6 months. He's like, I'm going nuts.
Unbelievable.
I'm going absolutely crazy. They won't let me do any work until I have my security clearance, but I have to show up for work every single day.
What type of industry?
He does web work for a Navy contractor. And some high-level stuff. So you can't have access to anything until you get your clearance.
Right.
And that happens all over this town.
So 15,000 state jobs in California, multiply that across the country, even if it's only 1,500 jobs in Montana, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take a toll on the country, a couple hundred thousand jobs, because everybody, they have too many people doing not enough work, and they're not in the sensitive areas. Registry of motor vehicles, never enough people there. Why is this guy working on trucks? You know what I'm saying? That aren't there instead of somebody prioritizing. Is this all management? 500 teachers. Yesterday was the last day of school in Cleveland. 500 teachers got their pink slips yesterday.
Oh.
In Cleveland. 500.
In Cleveland or in Ohio?
In Cleveland. No. Cleveland.
Do they know it was coming?
Apparently some did. But they didn't know it was coming.
I mean, when you look at the ratios of students to teachers, like how could they
afford
to?
Because it's total mismanagement.
How could they be expendable? I mean,
well, they aren't. But yet, what is he going to do to the educational quality?
And then what do they do in L.A. with the classrooms?
I'll tell you right now, with my mom, they've cut. She came up with the small learning community. She introduced it at her high school because it was so overcrowded that breaking everybody up into small learning communities, if they were interested in a certain field like entertainment or or law enforcement or whatever, really seemed to help. That's going away. They don't have the budget for that next year. And all LA teachers have to take 10 furlough days next year.
Yeah.
10.
Unpaid?
That's a lot. Yeah.
Unpaid. The police force in Trenton, New Jersey, cut by 150. Firefighters in that city, 60, getting fired. So you look at all of this stuff, and it is the federal stimulus that was after the crashes 2008. So 2009, all these people were hired, or they were ready to go, and they just prolonged the agony, if you will, including teachers, firefighters, police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently the Census Bureau says the public sector this year will shrink by 657,000.
But that's okay because the private sector is doing all right.
Well, that's what we heard a couple of weeks ago. And in a sense, because the private sector is hiring, the public sector has what this is the story that's not being told. Thank you, Richie, for putting it in that perspective. The story is only today. All these people are being laid off. The story ought to be back to 2000, 2001, when all of these people were hired from that point to this point, and there is no support for them because we can't keep paying them. What I want to know is, are these essential? These people that are policemen, for example, teachers, I don't really care. The fire departments are always overstocked as far as I'm concerned. But for the most part, we don't have enough good police officers. We sure as heck don't have enough good teachers. So isn't this a cynical plan? Who decides that those are the jobs that are going to be cut? Why are we cutting 500 teachers' jobs instead of 500 guys who work for the public works department?
It's all political, because then you can put on the ballot that teachers don't have jobs or that you need to support the fire. Or they're going
right.
to cut police
exactly.
hours. It's all political power play.
We all know that that's the first thing they go to cut is the things that affect your personal safety or your children, so that they can run a commercial on that saying, this is what this person did wrong. Now your children or your grandma's going to
it's
suffer.
It's about the children. Oh, my God.
It's always about the children.
Because they have all these inflated administrative positions
right.
that they won't ever think of cutting.
No. It is a ruse, and people fall for it. That's the thing. It fall for this misinformation, manipulation, that kind of stuff. And it just, I don't know whether I'm sad about it or angry, but I know that it's a reality. I'm not unhappy that all these people, the number of people are being laid off. What I'm unhappy about is that teachers are being fired and police people are being fired, and those guys riding around in the truck, there's five guys standing with a shovel and watching one guy work. Why aren't those guys fired instead of the teacher? And that's the question that needs to be asked, it seems to me. Who's going to ask it?
You are.
I am. You're right.
There you go.
Okay, and I just did. 17 past the hour, and good day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, I got an idea for a new app.
What's that?
iPrunes. iPrunes. iPrunes.
Is it gardening?
You have to go with that.
Oh, iPrunes.
My goodness. Is that a gardening app or a regularity app?
I think you have to. No, it could be three things.
iPrunes.
It could be the gardening app. It could be a regularity thing. Or it could be rich old men who are about to die looking for ladies to leave all their money to. That could be.
Right? There you go.
Huh? Yeah. Would you sign up for that app? iPrunes. I'm surprised nobody's come up with that yet, aren't you? Under the circumstances?
Change your diaper for money.
I've heard
that. Yeah. That'll be the tagline.
iPrunes. All right. It's 21 past the hour. Heather is next. With her thoughts for the day, beyond a good day, as we sink our minds together, we all become one here.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, in January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One took over the line.
I was going to share a little information I came across on pot policies.
Pot policies.
Let me pass this to you, people. Chicago is actually their mayor is getting behind. It was proposed by an alderman that instead of having these, you know, locking people up for possessing pot in public, they're talking about cops getting the opportunity to give someone a ticket. Now, it's their option. They can opt to just give someone a ticket. And to me, yeah. I was surprised because it's a huge, huge difference.
Let me tell you how this works. Son, come here. Give me that pot. Now, here's your ticket.
Yeah, pay $100.
Hey, you, over here. Come here. You want to buy
give
some pot?
Give me your pot.
Why do you think the cops are in the donut shop?
Dude. Well, right now, if you are in possession, if you're caught in possession with a small amount, which they say is like about 15 grams or less, you're looking at 6 months in jail and a $1,500 fine. And now what they're proposing is that you can get a ticket for anywhere between $100 to $500.
So can you guys help the only girl in Los Angeles who does not smoke pot? Because apparently everybody in L.A. does except for me. How much is 15 grams?
A small amount.
Does that, like, fit, like, into, like,
I don't know,
that?
Roberta?
A couple of joints.
A couple.
So, like, two joints is good just a small amount. Okay.
It depends how if you're rolling them thick or thin. Depends if you're Jamaican or not.
And how do these pot smokers, like, do they have scales? Is that how you guys, like, measure grams and stuff or what?
Well, I think when they sell it, they do. Like any good salesperson.
What is a nickel bag? Is that
a nickel bag? Used to be a $5 bag, and that used to get you like a quarter ounce. You know, now it gets you a joint if you're lucky.
So $5 a joint.
So if I wanted to have a small amount, which is 15 grams, how much is that worth?
It depends on the quality of the pot.
Let's just say medium.
Let's say average. Nothing special.
$50 to $100.
I'd just like to take a moment to remind everybody this is the family hour of the Good Day program. Welcome. Okay, back to your regularly scheduled program.
You've got to be kidding me. So, like, a small amount of pot is really...
Pot's expensive.
So...
Well, they are saying to bring it back to the family thing. They
Roberta,
are
the DEA just called. They'd like your address. Can I give it to them?
They are saying that they're supposed to earmark some of the money that they collect from the fines to go to an anti-drug campaign for kids.
Yeah, whatever.
So they say.
The pot's it's no more of a drug than alcohol is or cigarettes are.
No, that's not my thing. My deal is if people out of work that are sitting home getting high all day pay $50 to $100 for a small amount of pot.
Yeah.
You know, I've
at least there's like $2 wine. I mean, you can get really cheap.
$4 chuck. Yes.
You know?
$2 chuck. What are you
that's
kidding?
That's what I mean. You spend $2, you can get a buzz. But $100.
This brings into focus how ridiculous. I mean, every day we find the silliness around us, and there's so much of it. I was talking about those public employees before. This is another thing. How much money are we spending trying to lock these people up or throw?
Oh, it's stupid.
It's beyond stupid.
So absolutely stupid.
Again, resources being what they are, limited. Can't we find four things we all agree on need to be a priority? Like teachers, okay. Number one. Number two.
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you want. But none of them would involve chasing people around because they have a joint.
Well, and that's part of what made the mayor kind of, swing over to be backing
in Chicago. The only reason he was swung over is because
somebody paid him off.
You don't want to see swing in Chicago.
Swinging in Chicago means you get paid. That's the end of that story. All right, Heather, thank you. More coming up with all the ladies and gentlemen who are on the team here at Good Days. 28 past the hour.
Susan Sarandon at The Boom in Boomerang Kids. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Hello?
Mom?
One of the shutters on the pantry is broken, and I need you to fix it.
Kind of busy right now, so
for my birthday is for you to get off that couch, you fix the shutter, before I get home, or you're going to find someplace else to live.
Yes, Mom! Okay!
Love you! Goodbye.
Single mom Susan Sarandon has her hands full with her stay-at-home grown son Jeff, played by Jason Segel, in Jeff Who Lives at Home, now on DVD and Blu-ray. Now, Jeff is clearly an extreme case, but Sarandon, who has two sons of her own, says she understands the pressures such parents are under, especially in today's economy.
I understand people when you're trying to be a parent, even when you're not a single parent, how you get stuck being the bad guy. And I added that line, I don't know what happened. They used to be so cute because you start out just everything your kid does is miraculous. And then, you go through all these various stages of adjustment and their growth. You forget to have fun. And I personally welcome the chance for my kids to come home because it gives them a chance to get to know you as a person. And
plus, you get to welcome them home because they left once.
Yeah, but even if they're just coming back and forth from college, the way the economy is now, a lot of single moms that have experienced divorce and never thought they'd end up coming home.
I think there's a special resonance for our grown-up audience because there is obviously her motherhood is really important to her, but she is also achingly lonely.
Well, I'm glad that you can tell that she's lonely without too much exposition. She's just been overwhelmed by this having to have a job that she doesn't really like and doesn't know how to get back into making contact with people. Her whole life just needs to be rebooted somehow. And I think it's really hard.
Jeff Who Lives at Home, starring Susan Sarandon, Jason Segel, and Ed Helms, is on sale now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's one amusement park I'll stay away from. Thank you very much.
I feel so sorry for Heather all of a sudden.
Thanks for the sympathy.
The farm is an amusement park.
Well, the farm has been described as Dudley World, an amusement park. There's all kinds of things going on here. It is sort of an amusing. Heather,
it's
you've been
ride.
Here now for how long have you been around? 4 months, 5 months, 6 months?
No.
How long?
It's only been a couple of months.
Couple of months?
Yeah.
All right, so you think this is like the farm is like an amusement park?
I think it's a definite ride that I'm on.
Really?
Yeah, my seatbelt's on too.
Is it?
It is.
All right, well, hold on. Let's see. All right,
we take around me on all sides.
All right, so Jennifer's next here in the.
No, actually, Roberta's next.
Oh, Roberta's next. Okay, yeah. We have to. Well, every day we like to do it in a different order. Ideas and thoughts and stories and things that make a difference. So we'll tell you what we think, Roberta, after you tell us what you think.
Well, this is about that new Adidas sneaker that they pulled off the market. It was called the JS Roundhouse Mid. And what it is, it's a typical Adidas sneaker, you know, kind of like the ankle high sneaker.
It's a high top.
It's a high top. But then in the back of the sneaker, there is an orange chain, a bright orange chain, which is attached to like a shackle that goes around your ankle. So it almost kind of looks like, you know, a shackle and chain to the sneaker. And it's been taken off the market. They're not going to release it because of all of the controversy. Because they said, you know, it's too reminiscent of slavery. And it's, you know, it's a lot of not politically correct. And I don't know. You know, my take on this is that, first of all of a sudden, 50 Shades of Grey and Bondage is supposed to be like a big deal. So yet they take, you know, these off the market. But if you're saying it's reminiscent.
You're marketing shoes to teenagers. You want them getting into bondage from 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, I'm not saying that it's bondage. I think the big thing was is that they're saying that it's reminiscent of slavery.
Is this still my program? Is my name still on this program?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. You sit there in the corner. I got something to say.
There you go.
So, Roberta, let me get this straight. Your take is this could be positive because, no, instead of slavery, we want you kids to think of this as more of an S&M thing.
No.
I'm
saying you could spin it. Instead of saying, well, this is too reminiscent of slavery, you could spin it and say it could be two things. That one, it's reminding people of that era and how inappropriate it was. And two, that, okay, I'm wearing these shackles and chains because I want to, not because I have to. I'm making a fashion statement here. So That's my question here. Is this politically incorrect or is this a fashion statement?
It's stupid.
Well, a lot of fashions are stupid. I mean, the pants around your waist on the ground or around your hips on the ground practically falling off your rear end are stupid.
Yeah, but that doesn't talk about the enslavement of people or bondage.
But who's saying this is enslavement or bondage? It's in the eyes of the beholder. It's how you're viewing
it. These are actually good. I actually changed my perspective because they're probably the people that would buy them are probably going to end up on a chain gang one day, so this probably gets the future
better. Now they're fashionable. Also, I didn't like the stereotype here that they think, well, the people who are going to buy these are going to be African Americans. Who's to say that? Who's to say that white kids wouldn't buy it? So I didn't like that whole stereotype that they put on this to say, oh, it's slavery.
20 years ago, my son would have bought them.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, why take maybe them off the market? Let people make
your son would buy them now just as a joke. Yeah, he would wear them just to be funny.
But he'd wear them for long. He passes his sneakers down to me, so he'd be sending them to me for me.
You have very colorful sneakers,
yeah,
I know.
That's where they come from. It's all Brendan. Yeah.
Do they stink? Like, are they old?
Brendan's shoes? No. That's his thing.
Does he pass his underwear down to you, too?
No, he does not pass.
Oh, does he pass his corduroys down?
Yeah, he doesn't have corduroys.
Oh, turtlenecks?
Thanks for asking. He doesn't have turtlenecks either. All right, 22 before the hour. Are we done with Roberta, please? Can I take back my program? Hi, Jennifer. Yeah. It appears that you are next in the bowl.
It does appear that, Dougie. Well, I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about Kim Kardashian, and I want to get
your
take.
Next, it's Richie's turn.
No. I want to get the take on this from Heather and Roberta and Rich, and actually you too, Dougie.
Of course.
Because I'm not a parent yet, and I don't know how I would deal with this, and I'll tell you my initial reaction.
You want to drown your kid.
No. So here's the story. Kim Kardashian, the whole Kardashian clan, went on the Oprah Winfrey Network for this big exclusive interview. In the interview, Kim Kardashian said that at 14, she went to her mom, said she wanted to have sex with her boyfriend, and Kris Jenner put the kid on birth control pills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at first I was kind of horrified, like, she put her kid on birth control pills. But then I started thinking, is this really maybe evidence that Kris Jenner is mom of the year? Because, number one, Kim felt comfortable enough to go to her in the first place at 14. Or number two, that she actually wanted to protect her, so she put her on birth control pills. And I'm kind of torn between those two perspectives. So I wanted to ask you guys as parents what you think about it.
Mm. See, that's a tough one. I mean,
14. I
would be, like, heartbroken. You know, if my daughter, say Ella, who's now 2 years old, comes to me and says, hey, mom, at 14 years old, you know, this is what I'm interested in, I would kind of feel like, what did I do not enough of or whatever that this is what her interest is at this time. But at the same time, I understand completely what you're saying in terms of Kim felt comfortable enough at that age, and that's a tough age, to go and talk to her mom about that kind of stuff. And B, that, you know, mom's idea of how to best handle it, I mean, if she wants to do it, they're going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, they're going to do it,
absolutely. And so keep them safe, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm condoning.
But does that keep them safe? Because it keeps her not pregnant. But does it also give her free range not to think about any other diseases that she could get?
Well, I would hope that, you know, that many forms of contraception would be included in the conversation, not just a pill, you know.
But, you know, on the other hand, there's this old story about this little boy who went to his mom and said, you know, mommy, where did I come from? And the mother says, oh, it's time. So she takes out the book and goes through the whole, talk about where babies come from and how they're made. And then when it was all done, she asked her little boy, well, do you understand all this? Did I answer your question? And little boy goes, well, not really. I just wanted to know, where did I come from? Did I come from New Jersey or Massachusetts? So, you know, this could just be a 14-year-old exploring options. So I think it would warrant a further discussion at this point. Okay, well, like, why do you feel you want birth control? Is there anybody in the picture?
Well, no, Kim came to her because she had a boyfriend and said, hey, I want to take this to the next level.
Oh, she did come to her and say
that.
This was very specific. Then I would ship her off to a nunnery someplace in the mountains of Switzerland.
That's kind of what I'm thinking at this point. Like, because I was going back
at 14?
14 years
17,
old.
You know, I'd say, well, you know. But you know what I told my two girls? I said, look, if you want to have sex and you're not 18 yet, I have to get involved. If you don't want me involved in your sex life, you wait till you're 18. It's mm-hmm. that simple.
Okay,
and most
rich
kids,
from a daddy?
You know, they don't want their parents involved in their sex life.
Yeah, nunnery. We'd be packing up and moving
get
along.
Get to a nunnery.
Hey, listen, they're all going to be curious. They're all going to ask questions. They're all going to want to know, you know, how does this work and what is this like? But, you know, you're going to hope that you raise your kids to have enough of a brain and enough willpower to be able to hold off until they're...
That's what it's all about.
You know, if your kid is saying at 14, hey, I'm going to go do this, you have obviously steered something in the wrong mm-hmm. direction.
Yeah. She's in charge, you're not.
That's where you have to pick it up and take control and just say, listen, this isn't the right decision for you right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we get to Rich's...
And if that guy comes within 100 feet of this house, I'll kill him.
Right, there you go.
That too.
The story from a local news station interviewing an 80-year-old lady. She had just been married for the fourth time. I should have had this story earlier with the lady talking about divorce. The interviewer asked her questions about her life, what it felt like to be marrying at the age of 80, and about her new husband's occupation. She said, he's a funeral director. These men thought, that's pretty interesting. He asked her if she would mind telling him a bit about her first three husbands and what they did for a living. She paused for a couple of moments and being sort of reflective, she said, after smiling, she explained her first marriage was to a banker when she was in her 20s. Then she was married to a circus ringmaster when she was in her 40s, a preacher when she was in her 60s, and now she's going to be married to a funeral director. So the guy interviewing her asked her why she married four men that came from such diverse backgrounds. She smiled. She said, I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Nice.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles, puffiness, or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream made specially for the sensitive eye area. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. We want you to try Lumitone free. That's right, free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-427-4657. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, or you're just tired of looking tired, you're eligible to take part in this limited-time free giveaway. With Lumitone, dark circles instantly fade from view. We want you to see for yourself and try Lumitone free while supplies last. Hurry to find out how to get your free supply. Just call 1-800-427-4657. 1-800-427-4657. Call 1-800-427-4657.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, General Horn. Rich McFadden has something he would like us to think about.
You know, here in Washington, D.C., we're all abuzz because of our Washington Nationals having phenom pitcher Steven Strasburg, and then we've added phenom hitter and outfielder Bryce Harper. And he's on ESPN all the time, and, you know, they're always showing his highlights. And one of the more popular players with the media in baseball right now. So last week he was being questioned, and he just thought that they were comparing him to somebody, Mickey Mantle or something like that. And his response was, and he's 19 years old, his response was, "That's a clown question, bro." And it just took off on Twitter. Just like wildfire.
Why?
Because everybody thought it was a funny response to, you know, and just, you know, it's just a 19-year-old response. "That's a clown question, bro." And then just moved along with the next question. So it's really been trending over the past 5, 6, 7 days. Well, wouldn't you know it, one of the biggest crotchety old political geeks in all of Washington picks up on it. And yesterday, in a press conference, Harry Reid whips this out.
"I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro."
Which is actually kind of funny, because you think about these, you know, the old white guys club here in Washington trying to whip out something young and hip and cool, and it's just hysterical.
Harry Reid is not exactly a comedian.
He is not a comedian, which makes that's why it makes it even funnier that he, of all people, whipped it out. It's just
well, are we in the age where people are more likely to try to feel relevant to different ages to come up? I mean, it's so awkward,
and that's
though.
That's what hit me. You know, you don't think of Harry Reid and a lot of these guys as having a human side to them. But really what it lets you know is even a guy like that has interests and is really a big fan of Bryce Harper, young phenom pitcher. So, for me, it got me thinking about, wow, this guy really does have a life other than just trying to wield political power all over Washington, D.C. and get what he can get. He's obviously interested in something other than being powerful in politics.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I got it. I think I try it, but not very well. And it doesn't
let me hear
sound,
you say it.
So it doesn't sound no. It doesn't sound convincing.
What's the clown
foolish,
question, bro?
What's the clown?
"I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro."
And everybody laughed because they knew exactly where he was getting it from.
Yeah, right. All right. So what else is trending on Twitter? Summer heat. A lot of people are talking about that on Twitter, right? You can follow us, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Tell us what you're doing. And by the way, the suggestions help a lot of other people keep cool as well. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Overheating can cause major damage to your radiator and your bank account. Avoid expensive repairs with super savings on Peak 5050 ready-to-use coolant on sale for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum cooling protection with Peak 5050 ready-to-use coolant for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
The defense rests, but the defendant did not take the stand after all. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Closing arguments expected to begin today in the Jerry Sandusky trial in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Sandusky, as most of us are well aware, is the former Penn State assistant football coach charged with more than 50 counts of sex abuse against 10 boys over a 15-year period. The trial has included emotional testimony from several of the alleged victims. By any measure, it would seem the prosecution's case against Sandusky is very strong, and that led to the expectation that Sandusky himself would take the stand in his own defense, but that did not happen. Greg Gianforcaro is a criminal defense attorney who's been following the trial.
Win or lose, and I do expect that he will lose and be found guilty, but regardless of that, it would be a mistake for him to take the stand.
And why would it have been a mistake for Sandusky to testify?
You don't put a client on the stand, especially when they have a histrionic personality disorder or any personality disorder, because you don't know what he's going to say up there on the stand.
Gianforcaro is referring to the diagnosis made by an expert who testified for the defense earlier this week. Histrionic personality disorder can cause extreme emotional states and feelings that can't be contained. Connie Boland was a school guidance counselor who recommended children to Sandusky's charity, The Second Mile. She expressed profound disappointment that Sandusky will not take the stand.
At the end, whenever they came out and said that they rested, the defense rested, I felt I got punched in the stomach one more time. I wanted to hear from him.
In fact, everyone wanted to hear from the defendant who, to this point, only gave us that bizarre interview with Bob Costas on NBC's Rock Center program last November. Again, closing arguments are set to begin today, after which the jury will receive the case, possibly as early as this afternoon, and be sequestered during their deliberations, which, let's face it, shouldn't take too long. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-940-5467.
Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow fell 13 points to 12,824. S&P off by 2. NASDAQ up a fraction of a point. Oil prices tumbled $2.23 a barrel, finishing at $81.80. Sometime between now and the end of the month, possibly as early as today, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on some very big cases, one of which is President Obama's health care reform law. Another is Arizona's controversial anti-illegal immigration law. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer expects the justices will uphold the law's key provision.
I believe that the heart of the bill will be upheld, and that would be the identification portion of it.
Under the measure, law enforcement personnel engaged in a lawful stop or arrest would be required to ask about that person's legal status if there's reasonable suspicion the person is in the U.S. illegally. And finally, let's talk about the heat. Searing heat that settled on the Midwest earlier this week and spread to the East Coast yesterday and will continue today. Well into the 90s across the Northeast, a heat index topping 100 in New York, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere. New Yorkers, who always have a lot to say, are saying this about dealing with the heat.
You just gotta eat fruits, drink a lot of water. That's all you can really do.
Good advice, along with staying inside and seeking air-conditioned comfort if possible, which isn't possible for the folks who work for the Highway Department of Rockland County, just north of New York City. This guy, named Peter Power, yes, that's his name, working in the heat, he says, is difficult.
You know, we've been out, you know, especially when you're blacktopped the road, you have the heat from the machine, but you have the heat from the hot asphalt coming out of the trucks. So, it gets, you know, now you're raising the temperature up to probably 120, 130.
Wow. And here's a comment from Highway Department Foreman George Wargo, who sums it up for us. Go ahead, George. Sum it up.
Hot. Brutal. It's brutal out there with the heat.
George sounds like he's melting. Stay cool, George. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.